Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, the last full Daf here in the 8th Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, and another jam-packed Daf, as we have had many in this Masechta, so many different topics, especially in this Perek, among other Perekim. This is a very meaty Perek, and we start off with the two dots on Ayin Gimel and Beis. That's where we are up to. After today, again, scheduling the next two Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, as they are usually, then we'll pick up afterwards. Okay, but now we are up to Chet. Chet Elu Chayvei Krisus. So we're talking about the issues of Rodef and Elu Shematzilin Benafshan. So we said what the Brisa had said. Which are the Averis that are Matzilin Benafshan? So any of the Arayos, that are Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Chayvei Krisus, that is included. So Chet Elu Chayvei Krisus, which means if somebody is running after one of the Chayvei Krisus, let's say Achoso, one of the Chayvei Krisus, and then one can prevent that Avera from happening and kill the potential perpetrator, meaning there's a Chiv Misa on his head. Says the Gemara Veraminhu, is this really true? I'll ask you a stira from the first Mishnah in Eilunaris in the third Perek in Ksubis. Veraminhu ve'Eilunaris sheyesh lahem knas. The following Na'aros are paid a knas if there is a man who is ma'anis them. They have to pay a knas. Haba alachoso. Even if there is an Isser Kares. The Gemara says they are the Chiddush, even though the principle of Elosi Elisha does not apply. Usually, by a Ma'anes, we have the concept of he has to marry her if she wants, and he has to pay the Knas. But the Gemara says that it's not Haba Hatalia, and therefore the Knas is paid even if Elosi Elisha is not occurring. So one second, ask the Gemara. Baal Achoso, there's a Chi of Knas, but how can there be a Chi of Knas if we say that there is a Chi of Misa involved? As we've said the past 2 days, even if there's no chiyav misa alidei bezdin, but if somebody's in a state where anybody's allowed to kill them, so then we do still say kiyam lebedir avaminei, as we said 2 days ago from Baba Machteres. So if he breaks anything during that time, he's going to be pater. So here too, how can he be mechayev of the knas, the kesef to pay the girl, if he is chiyav misa at that time, right? Rashi says, "V'init fifth to last skinny line." V'imnit on latila benasho amay mishalim. Right? If somebody is in a state where they can be killed, they shouldn't have to pay. Hare misa v'tashlumen yeshkan. Right? There's misa and tashlumen. And even though Rashi again quotes the same model that he quoted 2 days ago, and even though he's not going to be pater here, he wasn't killed. He's still alive. So how can you say there's Kimlei? Still pater mitashlumen based on Tana de Bechizkia, quoted there on Daf Lamed Hey, even Chayvei Misa Shogegin is going to be pater. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Here our Gemara says he's Chayvei Misa if it's Chayvei Krisus, and that Mishnah says he's to pay a Knas. So the Gemara is going to give 5 suggestions to answer the Brisa here and the Mishnah there in Ksubis. Number 1, Amra Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Chisda. The Rabbanan said of Rav Chisda, maybe it is not at the same exact moment. Right, we know Kimlei B'dir Avaminei only applies if they are at the exact same moment. But if the Chiyav Knas comes before the Chiyav Misa, so then they are not going to be poter each other. So what's the case? How do you split it up? Mishas Ha'ara Dipagma Iftar La Miktala. Remember, Rodef, the Gemara said yesterday, why am I allowed to kill the Rodef? Because it is a potential pagam in the victim. You're going to cause damage and assault the victim. That's going to cause a pekima, a depreciation, so to speak, in her value and the value of herself, or embarrassment. So that happens only at the first moment. At the first moment, is there that maisabia that already is pogame her. Mamona la mashalam adgamar bia. But the knas is only after a full bia, after removing her basulin. Right, the first moment, that's already, she's already considered nivala. She's already considered as if she is has been with a man, and therefore she'll already be nifkam. So the chiyav misa happens at the first moment, meaning up until the first moment, he has a death sentence on his head when we can kill him. But as the Gemara said yesterday, once it's done, it's done. Then there's no more chiyav misa. So the chiyav misa now has evaporated, and now there's a chiyav mamon. Mamon ala mishalim ad gemar bia. The money, the chiyav knas, is only by the gemar bia, by the hasharas ha-besulim, when she is no longer a besula, and therefore, that's why you don't say kimlei bedrabi minei. Says the Gemara, okay, that fits if the first moment is significant. If we say the ha'ara, the original touch of the man to the woman is significant, so then you can make distinction. Ha'ni chalamanta amar ha'ara zunashika. Bring to a machlokes that is spoken about in Maseches Yevamos, if we say that the first moment of the Maisa Bia between the man and the woman, meaning is this called the Maisa Bia yet, when the man first touches the physical body of the man, first touches the woman's Unishika, when they just touch, if you say that's a significant moment, then you can be Mechalik between the Chiyah Misa at T1 and the Chiyah Mamon at T2. Ela Lamanda Amar Ha'arezu Achras HaSatara. But if we say that the first moment that the man touches the woman, it's nothing yet. There has to be some type of penetration, and until that point, there's nothing. So that point of penetration is the exact same moment that she is no longer a psula. So Michael and Amar. So we're back to the original question. Isn't it simultaneous? And if it's simultaneous, the Chiyav Misa, meaning the Chiyav Misa is the whole way until that point. But if the Chiyav Misa is continuously until that point, and that's exactly when the Chiyav Mamon kicks in, then we're back to the question, how could it be that there's a Chiyav of Knas from the Mishnah in Ksubis and the Chiyav Misa here? So try number two. Ela Amar Rav Chisda Kigon. The Mishnah over there is about a case Sheba Alea Shelo Kedarka. She previously had been Niveles Shelo Kedarka. She's still a psula, but she had been Niveles either to this man, or Rashi says to anybody. She was not a complete considered psula anymore for reasons of pagam. For reasons of knas, she was considered a psula. The chazar ba'al kedarka. So regard, this is her second bia. So regarding the issues of pagam and rodef and nital asila benafsho, it does not apply now. That Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no Chiyav Misa, because she's already nifgemes, she's already tainted, so to speak. So this act, terrible as it may be, is not going to cause the pekam, which would allow us to kill him beforehand. But the second Bia is going to be a Bia that's going to remove her psulim, and therefore it's going to be Mechayev Aknas. Number two. Number three, Rava Amara, third answer. Bemenichto Shelo Yargeta Rabbi Yehudahi. Another way to remove the Chiyav Misa, it's like we had Rabbi Yehuda on yesterday's daf, where Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? She says, leave him alone, let him do it to me, because I don't want to be killed. So if that's also a case where the Chiyav Misa is removed, and that's why there's a Chiyav of Knas. Number three. Number four, Rav Papa Amar, b'mefuta b'devri akol. Or maybe the case is a case of Pitui. If there's a case of Pitui, so then, again, there is no Chiyav Misa there, because she is willing, but there is a Knas. And finally, the last answer, Abaya Amar, B'yachol Lahatzil, B'echad Me'evarav, Reb Yonasan Ben Shalhi. The case is where we could have injured him instead of killing him, and it's like Reb Yonasan Ben Shalhi says, and if you don't injure him in a case where you could have, so that is not acceptable. The Tanya, Reb Yonasan Ben Shalhi, Omer, Rodef, Shaya Rodef, Achar Chadeiro Lahargo, V'yachol Lahatzil, B'echad Me'evarav. A Rodef who's running after, and he can be saved with one of his limbs. Velo hitzil neharagalav. So the one who killed, even though they were doing it in self-defense, but you didn't have to kill him. Neharagalav, he is killed on that. Why my taima? Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul, why does Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul say that? Tichziv. V'chinatzu anashim. The Pasuk says, by the case of the two men fighting in Parshas Mishpatim, and by mistake, one of them hits a pregnant woman and injures her or kills her. V'yomer Rav Elazar, b'matzus shebemisa akasa medaber. The Pasuk is talking about fighting to the death. Talking about somebody who's trying to injure and kill their friend. Dichsiv, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, v'imasoniye, if the woman is killed, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. If not only your babies are aborted, but the woman is killed, so then you have to pay for it, nefesh tachas nefesh. Does that mean literal? Does that mean only money? But either way, it has to obviously be talking about a case where there's kavana lirtzoach, laharog, because you wouldn't get to this discussion, even if the woman is killed, if there was no kavana. But still the Torah says, if the woman was not killed, one would still pay. So says the Gemara, I amrit. Let's just finish this line and then we'll go back. I amrit bishlama yachol latzil b'echad mivarav lo nitan latzil b'nafsho. If you say that if a rodif could, if he can be injured, then you need to injure him and not kill him, then hainu mishkachas la di'anesh. That's how you know in this case that if the woman is not killed, then they have to pay money for the Demei Vlados. Why? What's the case? Isn't there Kimle? Isn't there Achiyav Misa? No. Kugon Shiyachal Hatzal Be'echad Me'evarav. Right? It's a case where you could have prevented it from killing, but just by injuring him. Ela'i Amrit Yachal Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evarav. Nami Nidil Hatzil Banafsho. But if you say that even if you could have injured him, you're still allowed to kill him. and you're not chayev for it, seichem ishkach zadeyane. So whenever would you have a case in the Dmei Vlados case where a man causes the woman to lose her babies, when would he ever have to pay in that case? Why? Says Rashi, Ela e Amrit, fifth skinny line, amaye ane sharo defu, venita latzila benafsho. Right? If you're owed how to kill him, then there should always be a ptur tashlumen. And therefore, it must be, says the Gemara, that this is a source for Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, who says that sometimes a rodef does not have a chiyav misa on him. If yochel hatzel bechan meivarav, so then there wouldn't be a chiyav misa, so then there'd be a payment of dmei vlados if the woman is not killed. Stop there for a moment. 2 points. Number one, do we paskel like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul? Twice already, the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Whatever the Gemara says that, usually it means that the Chachamim argue. That's what it sounds like, and that's what Rashi says earlier. The first time this came up, way back on Dav Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Rashi says that the Rabbanan argue on him. But the Rambam paskens like this. And the Kesef Mishnah assumes, because the Rambam, there's no other opinion quoted. There's never an opinion quoted in Shas that says that here it's a Havamina, but it's not a Deya. It's not an opinion. But the Rambam in Ilchas Malachim, the Rambam says beferish that Perek Tes Halacha Dalit im harag rodev sheyachol hatzilo bechan meivarav neragolav vashayke biyisrael, right? If it, a person is kills it, it could have been saved bechan meivarav neragolav, right? So that's mashayke biyisrael. What does that mean, Mashayin Kibi Yisrael? That he's not Neharag? So that's the other Rambam that we have mentioned. Which other Rambam? The Tur quotes this Rambam. Right, we met the Briska Rav talks about this Rambam. Right, that's the Rambam. I'll read it to you from the Tur, because the Tur quotes the Machlokas. The Rambam, the Tur says, in Tuf Chaf Hey, Vim Yecholo Mahatzla Nirda Be'echan Me'ivari Arodev, Asur Lahargo. Asur to kill him. Because of HaRambam. Haya Yechol Mahatzilo Be'echan Me'ivarav, V'lo hitzil ela harago, hareze shofech dam. You're a murderer. V'chayiv misa. But then the Rambam adds, this is the Rambam in the first parak of Ilchas Rotzeach, aval ein bezdin mamisa noso. He's chayiv misa, but bezdin won't put him to death. That's the difference between Yisrael and Ben Noach. So that's alluding to that other Rambam, Ilchas Malachim. The Rambam has this middle psak. He's chayiv misa, like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says, but bezdin won't put him to death. And then the Torah says, v'eini yodeya. I don't understand that psak. Is he Chayim Misa? Is he not Chayim Misa? Kivan Shechayim Misa, Loma Ein Bezin Mamisa also. End of the sentence of the tour.
One Minas Shemayim.
Right, so maybe a Minas Shemayim, but it sounds like Chayim Misa. Chayim Misa sounds like Chayim Misa. The Beis Yosef says that, we have to feel for this guy. He's trying to defend himself. Right, and he's got, so you have to be so careful. Remember, we have the Gemaras with Yoav, and earlier, he killed him in the. He killed him by the rib, says the Beis Yosef right there in Tav Chaf Hei. Dehainu taima da harambam. Dekima chenichnas birshuso, eino bedinsha yahargu bezdin. He had reshus to defend himself. It's hard to say that bezdin is going to put him to death. You know what? Maybe it's like what you just said. Hashem knows. Hashem will figure it out. We'll leave it up to him. But that's the Rambam and the Tur and the Beis Yosef. But the Kesef Mishnah says that it is a case where we assume, the Rambam assumes that there's no other opinion, but the Gemara just quotes it out of Yonasan ben Shaul, because he is the one that says it. Okay, let's get back to the context where we are up to. We're up to the second Y line. So what did the Gemara just say? It must be that this case of Dmei Vlados proves that if somebody could defend themselves by injuring the Rodef, then they have to injure the Rodef. They're not allowed to kill the Rodef. And that's the case where you might have paid money in the Torah, because if every case he had a Chiyav Misa and he could have killed him, so there would never be a case of money. So Gemara says, not true. Dilma shiny hacha. Maybe Kimla usually applies to Pater Mamon, but this case is different. Why? Why would he be Chayev Mamon? Shiny hacha de Misa lazeh v'tashlumen lazeh. Why is he Chayev Misa? He's Chayev Misa potentially for the guy who he was trying to hit. Remember, the Torah talked about a case where Reuven and Shimon are fighting, and there's a pregnant woman walking down the side. So Reuven is trying to kill Shimon. So his Misa, so to speak, is connected to Shimon. The money he has to pay is to the husband of the pregnant woman. So that's Misa Lazeh, Fatashlum and Lazeh. And there suggests the Gemara, maybe you don't say Kim Le'Bedra Abimine. Rashi says, again, across from where we are, Shahamisa ba'ala bishel chadeiro, Shahamerevimo, fatashlumin de ba'alishahain, de inish da'amu. Right, and therefore, maybe that's why. No right, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Maybe the Gemara just holds, the Torah is holding, Misa lazeh, fatashlumin lazeh, is chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Loshna. Says the Gemara, no, really, it doesn't make a difference. Meaning, Misa Lazev Tashlum Lazeh is also Pater. Where do you see that? To Amar Rava, because Rava says as follows. Rode Jay, Rode Vacha Chadero, Vishibir Asakelim. If there's a road running after a friend and he breaks Kalim on the way, Bain Shel Nirdaf, who Bain Shel Kaladam, Pater. Even if Reuben is running after Shimon and he breaks Levi's stuff, he's going to be Pater. Why is he going to be Pater? It's Misa Lazev Tashlum Lazeh. The answer is, even in that case, you're going to be Pater. My time, I'm Mischai Ben Avshahu. And if he's Mischai Ben Avshahu, so then he's going to be Pater in all cases. Stop there, even though we're in the middle of a statement of Rava, that's already why we brought this. Let's stop there for a minute in quoting Rava, because there's what to talk about on this line. What do we paskin? Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh. Again, the Gemara says, maybe you say Chai. The Gemara says, no, you say Pater. But if you look in Tosfos, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Bava Kama, it's Machlokas Rishonim. Right? What's the rule? What's the exception? The Tosfos in Baba Kama on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Chaf Beis Mabeis. Tosfos says, after quoting our Gemara, he quotes a Stira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says Chayev, our Gemara says Pater. V'tireitz HaRabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai. The Rivam. The Rivam says the rule is really you are Chayev. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara is different. How did our Gemara prove that you should be Pater? Rodev? Really, that's not a true case of Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh. When Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, even Levi's allowed to kill Reuven. Anybody's allowed to kill Reuven. So really, it's Misa V'Tashlum Lazeh. It's not just Misa to Shimon who he's running after the Nirdaf. It's to anybody. That's not a true case of Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh. Says Tosfos, to call Rodev Achar Chaveiro Chashem Misa V'Tashlum L'Echad Mishum D'Mechayev Misa L'Chaladam Ta'akol Chayav in Lahargo L'Hatzal Nirdaf. So that's one way to read it. There's no rule, there's no exception. The rule is Chayiv. Our case is Pater because it's really considered Misa V'Tashlum Lazeh. Rabbeinu Tam has the opposite mentality. Quoted there. Rabbeinu Tam Afarish, Tu Bechol Makom Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh Pater. Usually you're Pater. Like our Gemara is the rule. Aye, what about the other Gemaras which seem to say Chayiv? That's an exception. That's about Edom Zomamin. Edom Zomamin, you need Kasher Zomam L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. And therefore, Dafka Edom Zomamin, you'll say, Misa L'Zev T'Shul Mazeh is still going to be Chayiv, because it's Misa to, you need Kasher Zomam L'Achiv this person, and Kasher Zomam L'Achiv that person. So therefore, if you look in those cases, that's a Chayiv, it's about Edom Zomamin, and therefore, that's the rule and that's the exception. Again, opposite mentalities between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam in terms of what we hold. Another answer, if you look in the Ravon, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ravon, Rabbi Elezer Bar Nasan, right, says the, if you look on the title page of the Ravon, Moreinu Rabbeinu Eliezer Bar Nasan Mimagensa, Rosh Yeshivos Eretz Ashkenaz, Bidoram Shel Harashbam V'Rabbeinu Tam Zatzal. So he was in early. He was in the door of the Baalei HaTosfos, right, early with Rashi's grandchildren. So in the Chuvis, Simin Nun Aleph, it's one big volume. The Ravan here says that he asked this Kasha, isn't there a Stira? He says, it depends. Kan Kadma Misa LaTashlumin, Kan Kadma Tashlumin LaMisa. If the Misa came first, then you say Pater. Then you say, Misa Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh Chayev. But if the Mamon came first, then you say Pater, I'm sorry. And then if you say Mamon came first, then you would say Chayev. That's what that's his answer. Again, you gotta work out the cases. But that's his suggestion as well. Various suggestions given how to put all the Gemaras together. Viter. But now we're back to the continuation of Rava's statement. Rava just said, if a Rodev breaks things, he's always gonna be Pater. Because of Kim Levadrabamine. Vinirdaf, now the second part of his statement. Vinirdaf Shashibar Esa Kalim Shal Rodef. What if the Nirdaf breaks Kalim of the Rodef? Right? Shimon's running away and he runs in and he breaks Reuven's stuff and trying to kill him. Pater, he's going to be Pater, the Nirdaf. Shall call Adam Chayiv. But if the Nirdaf breaks anybody else's Kalim, he's going to be Chayiv. Why? Shall Rodef Pater Shaloyeh Mamona Chavala Migufo. Shall Rodef is Pater? Why? Shimon could turn around and kill Reuven. So, Kal v'chomer, he could break Reuven's stuff. If he's allowed to kill Reuven, he could break Reuven's stuff trying to save himself. Number one, Shal kal adam chayiv. But if the Nirdaf breaks other people's stuff as he's running, he's going to be chayiv. Shal matzel atzmo b'maman chadero. This is what we referred to in the last year, and yesterday's year. Because saving yourself with other people's property, we understand you're running. We don't fault you. Maybe you didn't violate the Isser of Hezek. but you still owe him money because he broke his stuff in saving yourself, and therefore it is going, you're going to have to pay for it. We'll get back to that. Let's just get to the two dots for a second. V'rodev shahaya rodev achar rodev la'atzilo v'shiber esakelim. What if there's a rodev running after the rodev? Reuven's running after Shimon. Somebody else is trying to come and save him. Bein shel rodev, bein shel nerdav, bein shel kol adam, pater. If somebody's trying to save the day, you're sure going to be pater. Why? Not technically that he should be putter, but shemiyata omerke, because if you don't say he's putter, nimsa ein lecha kaladam shematlas chaver miyata rodif. If you don't say that there's a total ptur, then nobody's going to want to come in and get involved to capture a rodif. So that's why you have to say the rodif achar a rodif is going to be putter, so that the people will come to save in the first place. The previous line, though, the matzal atzma omer chaveru, that's what we alluded to yesterday, that I said quickly, that saving yourself with somebody else's property, the Gemara says, chayev. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Samach. The Gemara is the suffix there. The Gemara says that David HaMelech asked this question to the Sanhedrin at that time. Why? Because there were plishtim that were hiding in big haystacks, and he wanted to burn down the haystacks in order to find out where the plishtim are, but it was fellow Jews' haystacks. So you see how to do that. So the Gemara's lashon is, can he go and save himself? Tosis right away says, the question is whether it's allowed or not. Of course it's allowed, says Tosfos. The question is, does he have to pay for it afterwards or not? And that suffix, according to many achronim, Rav Zalman, is a question of hutra dechuya. Is pikuach nefesh hutra? Totally, there's no avera at all, so then you wouldn't have to pay. Or it's dechuya, and therefore you would have to pay. But that's Tosfos. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to say, take the Gemara literally. Aser or mutter lahatzel atzmo. Rashi says, maybe you can't burn it down because and the Bin Yitzion, the Aruch Lener, in one of his shuvis, picks up on this and he says, yes, Rashi is taking this literally, like a couple of days. There's a day in the Shidduch Kubetzes and Maseches Ksubis that says there's the big four, not just the big three. And stealing might be in that category, and that's what he talks about in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin in the Bin Yitzion. He relates to this topic. Afshe tira Torah Shabbos mipnei avoda b'komach on lo itira mamon jalachirim. Right, he said that he goes through he says the pashas of the Gemara is like Rashi. Right, Tosfos is difficult. Just the logic of the Gemara is more like Tosfos. But again, that's the issue there, and that is exactly what the Gemara assumes here, that he has to pay for it afterwards, because according to Tosfos, at least, of course, you could do it, but you have to pay for it afterwards as well. Okay. The Yad Ramah, by the way, here says the reason that the Lashon of Asur is used is to tell you that you have to pay for it. Mutter would sound like mutter, just do it and you don't have to pay back. So he helps a little bit to explain what Tosfos says over there. Asur is saying, do it, but no, you're going to have to pay back. It's Asur if you would have your own money. But it's if you do have, you have to use somebody else's money, then it's allowed, but you're going to have to pay for it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Aval arodef achar behema, but the Mishnah said, if somebody is running after an animal, then you're not allowed to kill him. Tanya, Rav Shem Bayechai Omer, Ha'ovid avodes kochavim, nitan latzila benafsho, mikal v'chomer. As we said yesterday, Rashbi says, even avodah zara. Somebody's going to do avodah zara, I'm allowed to save them from killing themselves spiritually. What's the svara? From a kal v'chomer, but not focused on that, but focused on Hashem. Uma pagam hedyo nitan latzila benafsho, if killing somebody, you're allowed to save them. Pagam gavoa, if you are desecrating God, so to speak, right? Avodah zara, the chil Hashem, l'kol shekein. Surely, so it's not focusing on saving them from sin. It's saving God from desecration. If you're allowed to save somebody, so this line, again, we've noted in the past couple of days, is it onesh or is it hatsala? The fact that I'm allowed to kill a rodef. Some lines we had v'chi ein onshin min adin, and we're about to have right now, also onshin. That sounds like onesh, but this line here is focusing on the victim, focusing on the hatsala. If you could save a person from death, surely you could save Hashem from being desecrated. Lo kol shekein, says the Gemara. But now it's which? Pri onshin min adin? Kasav or onshin min adin? Yeah, this would be a whole onshin min adin, and therefore you would be able to do it. Tanya, and that's why Rav Shimon Bayechai says you're allowed to kill somebody on the way to do Avodah Zarah. Tanya, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Amachalas HaShabbos, Nitel and Tzila Banafsho. Shabbos 2. Savar lo kavua. Rabbi Lazar holds like his father, Rashbi. Tamar onshim and adin. Va'as yeshabbos. Mechilul chilul. Me'avodas kochavim. He holds like his father. Remember all those Gemaras in Bat Metzia? The amazing stories about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai going into the cave and Rabbi Lazar, his son, going into the cave and staying in the attic for a number of years before being able to be moved into the cave. But that is that. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to Yehari Vayavar. We're up to the Gemara of the Big Three. We were just talking about Nitzal and Tzila Banafsho and when to give your life and when to save someone. So here we are, the Gemara here in Sanhedrin also appears in Maseches Pesachim, the Big Three of Eris. Amar of Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok. Nimnu v'gamru ba'aliyas beis Nitze belot. They had a vote and they came to the conclusion in Lud, in the attic, kol averes shebatorah. Im omrim la'adam avar va'al te'areg. If a purse, any of her in the Torah, if an anos tells us, violate, do this avera or I'm going to kill you. The halacha is yavra val yaharig. By all averas, except the three, we do the avera. Hashem wants us to do the avera, as the Gemara is going to say, v'chai bohem. Right, we have to live with the Torah. V'yavra yaharig, chutz, me'avodas kochavim, v'gilei reis, v'shvichas damim. Except for the big three. Right, Rashi's beautiful lashon is about the eighth to last skinny line. Mishum v'chai bohem, mishum diyakara be'enav, neshama shel Yisrael. Precious is the neshama of a Jew in God's eyes, and therefore, for every other avera, Hashem says, you know what, just do the avera, and don't violate. These three. Why dafka these three? So yesterday we quoted the Maharal. Beginning of Pirkei Avos, these three are keneged, the three amudim that the world stands on. The Ran, going back in history, the Ran here has a different shot. What's unique about these three? Lefi she'elu ha'averos hem chamuros mikulan. These three are the most stringent. Amru chacham ye'arek v'yavar. Why? Avodah zarah, time of mavur. That's clear. Shelo yachpar b'kodesh baruch hu. Fine, that we can understand. Avodah zarah. You're denying everything. V'shvichas damim gamkein. Shelo yatzal nafsho b'damo shel chavero. Because murder? So murder you versus murder someone else. So, right, it makes sense. As we're going to see, that's based on svara. Makes sense. Murder. And says remember the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, where he talks about the uniqueness of the Isra of Ritzicha. There's nothing that destroys society more than the Isra of Ritzicha. Even though it's not the most chomer per se in terms of getting an onesh, right, get saif, but it is a destroyer of society. And Gil Yarai is Nami, Mibnei Sheish Bohen Pagam. Vim Kain, Bedinu Shirev Al Yavar. The abuse and what happens to the victim by a case of Gil Yarai is, right, there's nothing comparable in any other avera, and that's why these are the three. Ulafi tamzeh, and therefore according to these reasons, im yom rulo ba'al behema al otehareg, right, if somebody says commit bestiality, kima chain sham bagam yavra val yareg, so then he would have to violate the avera, because you don't have that same result. Shere lamdu v'chulu. Aval, he says, but I'm not so sure about that. Maybe that's included in Arayos. Aval ein lanu l'chadish din zeh shelo pirshu chachamim. So I'm not sure about that. But either way, that's the Ran in terms of the severity of these three. These are the three. Big Shaila in the Rishonim. Again, it's come up in the past. Is somebody allowed to volunteer? Somebody volunteer to give their life? No, I know I only have to give my life. But I don't want to be Michal Shabbos. I'm going to volunteer. Is that a chumrah? Or is that an avera? Right, sometimes things are clear. Whether it's, so is this a chumra or an avera? When it says, ya'avar, is that a heter or is that a chiv? So that's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says it is a chiv. The Rambam says you are not allowed to volunteer by a case where you don't have to give your life. When it says ya'avar v'yahareg, you have to violate, says the Rambam. And if somebody doesn't violate, if somebody allows themselves to be killed instead of violating Shabbos, for example, they're Chayim Isa. They might be dead already, but they're Chayim Isa. Call me Shenemar Bo Yavar Val Yehari V'neherag V'lo Avar. The Rama Paskins Hareze Mischayiv B'Nafsho. They're Chayim Isa. You're not allowed to volunteer, says the Rambam. What do I do with some stories in Shas? What do I do with Elisha Balknafayim? Right, that he was tefillin, and they ran away, and they were going to kill him. What do I do with Rabbi Hanina Ben Shradion? What do I do with all these stories? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Nemuki Yosef and others. Maybe Tzadike Hador that realize that the door needs something, they're different. The average person, you know, we can't volunteer. But says the Kesef Mishnah, this is Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, Hey, Dalid, V'nire Shemefarshim Ya'avar Ba'al Yehareg. This is quoting from the other Rishonim. Here, I'm sorry. Sober Rabbeinu. Start from the beginning of the Kesef Mishnah. Shek she'amru b'gemara yavar val yahareg in Sanhedrin ayin dalin. Pirish tsarech la'avar kadei shelo yahareg. Avo shleimim v'chein rabim. Sovrim dim nereg v'lo avar. Staka dechashiv lo. Other Rishonim, the Ran, say no, you're allowed to volunteer. V'nira she'mefarshim yavar val yahareg. They hold harishus b'yadu la'avar kadei shelo yahareg. But not that you have to. And then he quotes the Nemuki Yosef that I just said, the afilu lefisvaras rabbeinu im hu adam gadol v'chassid yirei shamayim v'roesh ha'adar parutz b'kach rashoy l'kadesh es Hashem v'lim sar atzmo afilu ha'mitzvah kala k'dei she'yiru ha'am v'limdu li'ira es Hashem u'la'avo b'chol lipam. So that would be the Rambam's answer to some of these stories. When a person is a unique individual, then they can. But that is an important machlokas we've shown him to be aware of. Okay, so that's the first line. These three. So now, what's the source? But first thing, Gemara says, "Avodas kochavim lo, avodas zara is not. You don't violate." V'atanya amar bishmal minayin shim amru lo la'adam. Avod avodas kochavim v'al teharig. Somebody says, "Do avodas zara and don't be killed." Minayin shi'avar v'al yaharig. How do you know you're supposed to violate? Tavlo v'chayba em lo shi'amas bohem. Whoa. By avodah zara, yachal afilu befarhesya. You might think you should violate even if it's in public. Tamal omar v'lo sachalu Hashem kachi v'niktashdi. Public for sure, you're not allowed to. Question mark. But you see from there, let's say it's avodah zara in private. Sounds like it's mutter. Sounds like la avor v'lo lehareg. What do you mean? I thought avodah zara is different. Inu da'amar k'reb alazar. It's really a machlokes tanoim. Titania. Rabbi Elazar Omer, V'yahatas Hashem alakecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha, love Hashem, meaning give your life even for Hashem, right? With all your heart, soul, and money. Imnomar b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nemer, b'chol modecha. V'imnomar b'chol modecha, lomar nemer, b'chol nafshecha. Why does it say both? Im yesh lecha adam shegufo chavir lamim amono. If somebody values his body more than his money, l'chach nemer, b'chol nafshecha. That's why it says b'chol nafshecha. V'im yesh lecha adam shemamono chavir lav migufo. Right, so you see from there, they have to give your life for Avodah Zarah, right, Avas Hashem, and therefore, that's the source, that is what we hold, and that is what the first Reb Yochanan, in the name of Shimon Yotzadek, he says that's what the Maskana was. The Ben Yehoyada says here, it's interesting, we said it a million times, but did we ever think about it? B'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. That's in the first parasha of Kriya Shema. The second parasha of Kriya Shema, what do we have? Where's b'chol ma'udchem? Where's that line? One would think that it would be parallel, but it's not, right? In Shema, let's just read it again. I'll read it inside so we remember, even though we've said Shema a ton of times. Says the pasuk, v'samtem es devarai ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem. That's in v'hayim shemoa. But why in v'yahavta b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'udcha? Says the Ben Yoyada, because of this chazal. What's this chazal? The first parsha is Lashon Yachid, individuals. Second one is Lashon Rabim. The tzibur is never going to value their money more than their guf. There could be some foolish individuals that would, like the Gemara could say, Mamoncha Yoser mi gufim. But in Klal Yisrael as a whole, will never value their money more than their guf, and therefore you don't have to say that one in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Amazing. Right. Right, that the right, we give away our money, right? Pinyon Shvuyim. There's a certain levels that maximum also, but either way, that's the message. Okay, so we have the source for Avodah Zarah from Shema. Gili Arayis V'Shvichas Damim. What about those other two? How do you know you have to give your life for those? Kid the Rebbe Titania, Rebbe Omer Ki Kasha Yalkam Aisha Raeo Ritzacho Nevesh Kina Davar Azeh. Right, like we had this also on yesterday's daf. The Torah compares Ritzicha and Ones. How does the case of ones of rape compare to murder? Right, they feed off each other, and you learn one to the other. Makish rotzeach l'nara marasa. Ma nara marasa nital natzila b'nafsho, as we said. Just like nara marasa can be saved by killing the perpetrator, potential. Rotzeach nital natzila b'nafsho. And we also go the other way. Umakish nara marasa l'rotzeach. Ma rotzeach yarig val yavar. Just like a murderer. If somebody says to you, murder him or I'll kill you, we have to give our life. So do Nara Marasa has to be killed. If somebody says, be boel e Nara Marasa, Gili Arayas, we have to be killed instead of violating. So, because you compare it to Ritzicha. Ritzicha Kufamina Alon. So the Torah compares it to Ritzicha, but what's the source for Ritzicha itself? Svarahu, it is based on a Svara. As we have mentioned often, Svara is on the level of Daraisa. Right, the Gemara says, Lama likra Svarahu, by Amosuve Chaviro of Araya, by Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter. And here's another one. Svara teaches us a din Daraisa of Yehari Gval Yavar, by Ritzicha. Svarahu, Tahu Das Lakame de Rabba. Someone came in front of Rabba or Rava. V'amarle, Amarle Mare Durai, the mayor told me, Zil Kali Lapanya. The mayor said, you have to kill so-and-so. V'ilo katilna lachan. If not, I'm going to kill you. Amarle, Rava answers, sorry, likdeluch. You have to be killed. V'lo tiktol. You can't kill an else. Why? Miyemar didama didachsu maktvei. Who says your blood is redder? Dilma dama deugaversu maktvei. Maybe his blood is redder. What does that mean? Who knows? You're so sure that Hashem wants you to live and not him? Who says your blood is redder? Rashi's lashon, mi yodea shei damach chaviv v'noel yotzrecha yoser midam chavercha. Who says your blood is more beloved in the eyes of Hashem, that you're going to leave yourself alive and not him? The Yad Rama has a different lashon. Who says that you're supposed to live arichas yamim and he's not supposed to live arichas yamim? Right? Who says that? A little different emphasis, right? Who says Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge and, you know, Shei Valtase, right? It's not, you can't do more than that. V'yim tomar ani ra'ui laharich yamim yeser mizeh, v'kubakayim bi v'chay bohem tvei. Who says? Doma, demai chazes doma didachsu maktvei. Adom ubari v'nachshachi kar b'ni amakom. V'roi luchias yosem yichadercha. Right? Who says is the Yad Rama? And therefore, it's the same idea. But that's why that is the Svara. Interesting discussion. On the first page of Reb Chaim al Rambam. First page of Chaim al-Rambam, he has a chakira. The chakira of, how do you understand this, my chazis? Who says your blood is redder than his redder? Is it, Reb Chaim says, is it that, well, we're not sure what to do, it's a suffix, so you know what? Better to be passive. It's a stalemate. We don't know what to do. Maybe my blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. So you know what? It's always better shave al-tasa, whenever you don't know what to do. Is that what it is? It's really a stalemate. Is that what, how you understand it? That's one way. Kiva de shkulim heim shneim al karchach memela avidina de sorach lios b'shev al tase va'al maisa biyadayim yehareg va'al yavor. Oh, or a different svara. No, it's equal. You're not allowed to kill. And we don't say that the principle of v'chay bohem applies here. That's all. It's not that shev al tase is what you don't know. It's a stalemate, so just don't do anything. But it's a little different. The kivan the shkulim heim memela ena nitches befnei pikuach nefesh v'ein chilek bein sheiv al tasa l'maisi b'adayim. It's not an issue of active versus passive. It's just that the usual heter of a chay b'hem for pikuach nefesh doesn't apply here, and therefore you're not allowed to kill him. But not because it's a passive act in that case. So different svaras, and he talks about it in Afkamina. But where do you see those two svaras in the Rishonim? That's a Talmidei Rebbeinu Yonah, Mesechas Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yonah asks, I don't understand. If it's a suffix, so why do I say that, you know, that I have to be killed? Me'achar sha'adavar suffix, shema damo sumak yoser, madua yeharekumi suffix, v'inaz ha'chavero, v'lo yinaz ha'lu, adi erigas ha'chavero. We have a precedent, right? Chayecha Kodmin, there's one canteen. So why do I have to be killed? Rabbi Yonah has two answers. Me'achar she suffix, omrim she'val tasa adif, like, Sad number one, but then he quotes, if you say that, he quotes based on a Rashi. Rashi in Meseches, Yuma Daf Pebez, and elsewhere, that really, fundamentally, we should have to give our life for every Avera. We're rebelling against God. We should have to give our life for every Avera. It's just that the Torah was Mechadesh, V'chai Bohem V'lo Shiyamas Bohem. But if there's ever a reason to remove that V'chai Bohem, then you go back to the regular case if you have to give your life for every Avera. So that's exactly the 2 days of Reb Chaim. Right, the second day is that it's v'chay b'hem doesn't apply here. Then you go back to step one, which is mor b'malchus, right? We're rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we can't kill. That's an avera, and therefore we have to allow ourselves to be killed. Okay. Again, we see here it's jam packed, and we're not even halfway there. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, fourth to last line. So Rav Dimi is going to quote Rabbi Yochanan and Ravin. When do we say these rules apply? Only when there's no gzeiras malchus. There's no shas hashmad. Aval b'shas gzeiras hamalchus. Afilu mitzvah kala Yehareg val yavar. But if there's a Xeris Malchus, if they're trying to prove us wrong, they're trying to disprove God, then anything is Yehareg val yavar. Why? Rashi says, Shalo yargilu. So they shouldn't do this so often, right? They love to, if we would just give in, right? They would just love to disprove God. So therefore, you can't give in. Or there are the Chedush Yaran's Lashon is that Sheubos ha'olam choshvin levatel Yisrael min ha'Torah. Tzorach la'asos chizuk kenegdon. Shelo l'kayem machshavasan. Right, they think they could get us. No way. Umutav sheyargu kama miYisrael. Ve'os achas min ha'Torah lo tibatel. Rather, some Jews are killed than a ziyaf ha'Torah, one oath of the Torah is batel. Bizman sheim rotzim levatel osa miYisrael bechlal. They want to be mevatel our Torah and disprove HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you know, you have to give your life for that. That's Rashi and the Ran. So that's Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shas Hashmad is different. Then, Ki Yasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Shlob Shas Giris Malchus. Lo Amar La Bitsina. Aval Befarhesia. Afilu Mitzvakali Yarval Yavar. Second version, what else did Rabbi Yochanan say? Public. Public is different and wanted to give your life in public. My Mitzvakala. Let's go back to the first one. What's a Mitzvakala? Amar Rav Abar Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav. Afilu Lishnuyei. Araksa de Misana. Even to change the way you tie your shoes. Rashi quotes, there was a Jewish way of tying shoes and a non-Jewish way of tying shoes. Maybe Rashi says it was a more tsanua way. Tosfos talks about maybe it was a different color, black shoes, black shoelaces. Right? Tosfos discusses what exactly it was. But even a little custom, right? It's not even a mitzvah. If they're doing it to disprove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we have to give our life for it. V'kama b'farhesia. How much is b'farhesia? Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a lot to say in this sugya. Ein parhesia pechusa me'asar b'nei adam. At least 10 people. At least 10 people, that is what is needed. 10 people to do what? The Rambam writes, sounds like they have to be there. 10 people there. The Me'iri right here says, doesn't mean 10 people have to see it. 10 people have to know about it. 10 people have to know that it's happening. What's his raya? We're about to talk about Esther. 10 people didn't see Esther be with Ahasuerus. Says the Me'iri, V'lo tzarech b'fnei asara ela b'yedia, shaharei Esther lo b'fnei asara, ela shekulam hayu yodim b'kach, o shema roim hayu b'shasha hayu molichin osa. They saw her go into the room. But either way, it's 10 by yedia, not 10 of re'ia, and that is enough to be considered b'far hesia. The Margalit Sayyam also has a lashon, if it's derech kol ha'aretz and everybody realizes what's going on, so then that is enough. Good. Pshita, says the Gemara, Yisraelim be'inan. Pshita, you need the 10 have to be Jews for it to take place, to be called b'farhesia. D'ichsev enekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. You see Kiddush Hashem there. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Tisha Yisrael b'nachri echen ma'o. What if there are 9 Jews and 1 nachri? Right, maybe the Anas is there. Is that called b'farhesia? Toshma, Dutani Rav Yana Yachuad Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Asya Toch Toch. Ksiv hacha v'nikdashti besok b'nei Yisrael, v'ksiv hasam by the Meraglim, he badu motocha eda azos, malahalan asara, v'kuli Yisrael, avkan asara, v'kuli Yisrael. No, it has to be all Yisrael to be considered b'farhesia. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, what is it only men? Is it like a minion? Or could women be included? What about the ne'enas or the neherag? Could they be counted? Because afterwards they're not around anymore. Right, could the Narag be counted? That's his suffix. The Chashuke Chemed here summarizes, again, this is a big topic in the Achronim, and again, it should be La Halacha V'lo L'maisa, all of this. Is there a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? There's a bracha on every mitzvah. So is there a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? That's what he discusses. Everyone quotes the Shlokah. The Shlokah quotes the Pasuk, quotes the bracha, Baracha da Hashem l'kem ha'cholam ha'sher k'dushanu mitzvah d'sivanu l'kadesh shmo barabim. Right, that's the bracha. The Maharam Shik does not like that. He says, Lo nicha l'akadosh baruch hu levarech oso al zeh. What, Mitzrayim or Tovu Bayam? We didn't say Shira. So it's the same thing, he says. We shouldn't say a bracha. But most others assume that there's a big difference. There was a punishment. They were being punished. Here, it's not here. We're filling a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. And he quotes from many stories, from Rabbi Chanan, and from the Chafetz Chaim, and from the Ger Tzedek, right, the graph by the Vilna Gaon, and he quotes from the Shubas Bima Amakim. They all quote the Shla Kadosh, right, the bracha of L'Kadesh Shmo Barabim. So that's the Shla Kadosh in terms of the bracha. Okay, next 5 lines we could spend 5 hours on, really. But we're just going to touch a little bit and do what we can in a couple of minutes. Ask the Gemara of Yah, Esther Befarhes Yahveh. Rabbi Yochanan says, Befarhes Yah, you have to give your life. Right? So, what about Esther? Esther was Befarhes Yah, and the Me'iri says nobody saw, literally, but that's good enough, it was Befarhes Yah. So, why didn't she give her life? Asks Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim. The Gemara is bothered by Esther, oh, it was Befarhes Yah. What about, it was Gilui Arayos? Forget Befarhes Yah, even if it was in private. It was Gilui Arayos. So what's the Gemara talking about with Esther? So many fascinating, creative answers given by the Rishonim, just to mention a few, but again, to know that there is something major here. This is where Rabbeinu Tam has his famous Shita, quoted here in Iksubis, that Bias Akum is not Arayos. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Bias Akum is not Arayos. That is Rabbeinu Tam right here. En chayavin misal bi'ilas akum mishum derachmana afkarei lazare tovi gochavim. And he even allowed a woman who had bia with an akum and then they both converted to possibly get married afterwards, even though echal abal v'echal aboel. That is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. The Rivam in Tosfos is very upset about that. Many other Rishonim are very upset about that, and they say no way. And there are many rayas that bias akum is a bia, but the Rivam's answer is differently. No, the in Esther's case, it wasn't Arias. Why wasn't it Arias? I have to give some answer. Because, let's say a man is standing there and an Anas comes over and says, I'm going to take you and throw you onto this child and crush him and kill him that way. Unless you move away. If you move away, I'm going to kill you. Does the person have a chiyuv to move away there? Is he allowed to move away? The answer is, you could just stand there. There you're just a tool. You're not doing the killing. You're just a tool in the Avera. Says the Rivam, right on the first couple of wide lines here. Avalhecha delo avin maisa, kigon shemashlichen oso ala tinok, umismaech mistavra jein chayav limsar atzmo. You don't have to give your life for that. Says the Rivam, that's what happened with Esther. Esther was just the tool in the Avera. She did nothing. It was like being crushed onto a child. And therefore, that's not called Arayos. That is the Rivam. Others say, the Ran, the Balamor, maybe Esther wasn't married. Even though the drasha is that she was married to Mordechai, that's a drash. Maybe this Gemara is assuming that she wasn't married, and therefore it wasn't Mamish Gili Arias. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, let's get back. That's why the Gemara didn't ask the question about Arias. But let's get back to the Gemara's question. What about Befarhes Yah? Answer, Amar Abaya, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. Esther was passive. What does this mean? So, according to the Rivam, we just said that to answer the other question. The Gemara is adding, passivity doesn't only make it not Arias, it makes it not a problem even for Hestia. It makes it not even a Chil Hashem. That's what the Gemara is adding. But either way, if a woman is totally passive, so therefore it is it is not usur. Rava Amar, a different answer. Hanoas Atzman Shaini. Rava says, if it's being done for personal taiva benefit, not to disprove Am Yisrael, so then that's also wouldn't be a problem in the case of Befarhes Yah. The question is, does Hanas Atzman, would it also answer the Arayos one? The Gemara is only using Hanas Atzman. Rav is saying, what about Esther, Befarhes Yah? Don't worry, it's Hanas Atzman. Would that say it's also Nagili Arayos? If it's being done for Hanas Atzman, right? So that is not clear. That's what the Me'iri and the Balamar and the Ramban, there are major Melchamos and Balamars here. That is a big discussion, whether Rava would be going even on the Arias issue. But either way, let's continue. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say Anas Asman is different, Hani kavaki v'dimoniki, these kalim, these special kalim, that what? The Persians come and borrow and take bowls on the day of their Avodah Zarah to take it to their temple and to use for Avodah Zarah. So these kalim that they take even from the Jews, hechi abinu lahu, how do we give it to them? Isn't that like participating in Avodah Zarah? How do we do that? So Ela Anas Asman Shaini, it must be that's Mutter, because they're only doing it because they want the bowls. Hachanami Anas Asman Shaini. So too, Hanoas Atzman is different here. Another major machlokas, the Balamar and the Ramban right here. What's the case? They take the Kalim. Is that considered participating in the Avodah Zarah? The fact that my bowl is going to be used? Or is that Lifna Iver of Avodah Zarah? That's Lifna Iver, I'm giving it to them, and they're going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Machlokes Rishonim. It sounds like from here, if it wouldn't be Hanas Atzman, it would be Aser. So is this saying that Hanas Atzman, that Lifna Iver of Avodah Zarah would also be Yareg Valyavar? In a case where it would really be a case of Iser? That is a machlokes between the Balamar and the Ramban. lifnei iver of the big three, is that Yehari Mal Yavar? And that gets us into the huge topic of lifnei iver, right? What's called by the acronym klali prati, right? Is lifnei iver of every aveira a little bit of that aveira? Or is lifnei iver general, all lifnei ivers are the same, that nafkamina, does one give their life for lifnei iver of the big three? But again, that's a major topic. Maybe we'll get back to that another time. But just finishing up, the azda rava letaimei, Rava goes according to his reasoning, but in terms of Hanos Atzman. To Amar Rava, Akum Shtiba Amar Leila HaYisrael, K'tolas Pasta B'Shabsa V'Shadilich Yusa. A guy tells a Jew, cut this this grain on Shabbos and give it to my animal. I want to feed my animal. V'ilo Katzon Alecha, if I'm not, I'm going to kill you. So Likto, he should cut the grain. V'lo Liktole, he shouldn't be killed, because that's Chil Shabbos, is not one of the big three. Shod Lenara, but if the guy says, cut it and throw it the river, meaning he has no use for it. He's not doing it for his own Hana. He's doing it, obviously, just to show that Shabbos is nothing. So then, that's different. Liktole, then a person has to be killed, v'lo liktol, and he should not cut. Why? My taima, la'avure milsa kaboy. He is doing it to cause us to transgress, and that's like Shas HaShmad, and therefore it is Asr. Again, a lot to talk about on that also, but we'll just finish up with the question, the next question, and then the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Bo'amine me Rabbi Ami ben Noach mitzuva kedushas Hashem o'e mitzuva kedushas Hashem. Is it ben Noach mitzuva on kedushas Hashem or not? Right? That's an interesting question, right? Is there any mucker for that? Whether, right, to, if somebody says to a, these big three are three of the mitzvahs ben Noach. So do they have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? The Chashuk Yechemet here again discusses, fascinating discussion, again, tragic, is a Ben Noach allowed to risk his life to save a Jew? Right? All of the Chassidei Umos HaOlam, that very few of them in the larger scheme of things during the Shoah, but he talks about it from a halachic viewpoint. Are they mitzvah Kiddush Hashem? And all the related issues. But either way, again, there's a lot here. We have to stop. But again, this is big, and the next two dafim also get into various issues. We'll pick up with a new cycle, Be'ez Hashem, on daf Ayin Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here.